This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And the question is, are you that exceptional American that I'm talking about? I know that you are because you're listening to this radio show right now. Welcome aboard. A lot of things going here on Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. We're going to be talking to Chris Street here in about 30 seconds. But first, what about North Korea's strike on California? Are they going to strike California? That's why we have Chris with us. California's sanctuary state status, AB 54. We're going to continue that conversation a little bit later after Chris Street. Constitution Day tribute to the U.S. Constitution. What better day than today to be talking about how California is destroying and trampling upon the Constitution. In the third hour, we're going to have Megan Barth with us, and she's going to talk to us about, election fraud. She's one of the big movers and shakers in the whole election fraud movement, shaking the, rattling the cages of all those on the left. But right now we have Chris Street. And Chris, welcome back to your home, Agenda 21 Radio.
Well, it's always great to be here, Paul, because this is a place where people actually engage in real ideas.
And real news. None of this fake news.
Ideas. I'd rather say ideas, yeah. Paul. Liars can make news.
That's right. Anyway, so Chris, we got a lot of things going on, and you've got some very, very provocative articles right now up on Breitbart, and one of them being, of course, this whole situation with North Korea, Mr. Kim Il-sung, and his issues with nuclear weapons. California wonders if North Korea will strike and when, is the latest article. What say you?
My opinion is that California really does need to start taking preparations. I mean, we have allowed a complete logical maniac, and I use that term logical maniac. This is a guy who knows he was able to shake down Bill Clinton for 500,000 tons of oil a year as a way to subsidize his tyranny in North Korea. So while the rest of the country was eating bark and grass, you know, he was living the high life. Thank you, Bill Clinton.
His father was.
No, this is the son.
This is the son.
Yeah. Dear respected leader, not dear beloved leader.
Gotcha, okay.
Okay. So, you know, the kid was, I think, 29 years old when he was first installed. So you're talking about somebody 7 years later who's 36 years old, and he has weapons of mass destruction. Now, how did he get them? Because Bill Clinton is a moron, to say the least. George Bush cut off the flow of oil in 2002. But Barack Obama, we still don't know exactly what he did with North Korea, but somehow he put him off, which usually has to do with paying him off. Well, you know, during that time that was supposedly, you know, a time to work on diplomacy, you know, with Hillary Clinton there to, you know, make the world safer, this guy has thermonuclear weapons. And Paul, all of our defense in America is built on really on nuclear weapons coming in with about 10 kilotons of capability. And this is kind of like, you know, something that hit Nagasaki. This guy has something 10 times stronger that he popped just over a week ago. And he also has a missile that can now make it halfway to the lower 48 United States. And I wrote an article this weekend, you know, to put the numbers on what you really need to start worrying about with this clown.
Well, you know, one of the things that you brought out in an earlier article and interview here on Agenda 21 Radio is where is he getting all of his missile components, parts, and infrastructure for the missiles? And you were saying that it was from Ukraine, leftover stocks, if you will, of the Soviet missile system.
Well, that's right. Ukraine was sort of the manufacturing belt for, you know, a lot of the technology and modern issues associated with Russia. And in the, you know, in Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama's overthrow of the popularly elected leader. Now, I know he wasn't, you know, the kind of popular elected leader that, you know, leftist progressives like, but this guy actually won the vote. So he was overthrown, someone with Nazi leaning. Was installed with long family history of supporting the Nazis in World War II. And miraculously, the very powerful missile technology called the RD-250 rocket engines ended up on the last two missiles fired by Kim Jong-un, the leader of Korea now, the young leader of Korea. So how did these rocket engines get to North Korea while they're supposedly under American control? Very interesting story. People would like to know.
Well, yes, and did it have anything to do with President Barack Hussein Obama and John Brennan, perhaps, and that group of people?
Paul, I've seen some really interesting stories on this, but I'm not going to take a position on that. You know, my belief is the CIA does what the president tells them to do. That's what they do. So somehow, you know, RD-250 rocket engines, and why would the Russians want to give South Korea? Remember, they happen to have a border with South Korea.
North Korea.
But why would you ever want to give any neighbor, you know, ICBM capability if you have a common border? No. These engines got there either through the Ukrainian government, you know, some agents in the Ukrainian government or some nefarious group inside Ukraine. But that nefarious group, you know, these are big engines. They would have had to – that would have had to been known by people in Ukraine. So inquiring minds want to know.
So, you know, your contention is that – and, of course, there's these other people out there saying that Putin gave him the engines. That's not the case.
Right. Yeah. I've got a border with you, and I'm going to give you the capability for an ICBM.
Right. I mean, I don't think Putin would have done that, but that's what the current thought is. And, of course, everybody like Hillary Clinton and Mueller and all those folks would love you to believe that. But like you said, you know, obviously Putin would like to preserve his own country. It would be stupid for him to give him those motors because he is a crazed person. This is something that I'm sure he doesn't care for Putin much.
Well, I call him a logical maniac, Paul. He's right. He's willing to do things that are maniacal for the simple fact is there's money in it. You know, why do people rob banks? Because that's where the money's at.
Right.
And this guy has been able to use weapons of mass destruction as sort of a ATM machine with the West. Now, Bill Clinton gave him, you know, it's early go to Vegas and you hear that ding, 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 ding. I mean, that's what this guy is all about. He wants the really, really big check. And if you give him the really, really big check, he won't blow you up today, but you know, maybe he'll come back and ask for more tomorrow.
It's called extortion and appeasement, basically. And that's what we're seeing. And, of course, the extortion and appeasement never really seems to work now, does it, Chris? 30 seconds.
It's, you know, the problem with appeasement is we're really beyond that. Mm-hmm. You know, we're the point where this guy is flying ICBMs over Japan, our ally. We are at war with this guy.
Yeah. And, Chris, you've been saying that for quite some time. We're coming up to a break right now. I'm going to come back and pick that point up. Chris Street has been making for quite some time that we are literally at war with Mr. Ong. And we better take it serious because, you know, some of us might not be here. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston. With Agenda 21.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And we're with Chris Street, and we're talking about Kim Hill's mystery from North Korea and the possibility of war, which is Chris has already declared it, says that we are at war with this young man. And he's a tyrant, very much kind of like Jerry Brown in a lot of different ways, except he's got weapons of different types of destruction. But this guy is really a whack job who needs to be controlled. Chris, what is your suggestion if you were advising the president right now?
I think we're going to war. I mean, the president is speaking at the UN today. I think Nikki Haley, our UN representative, what are you going to do with a guy like this? I mean, this guy is only going to get better at it. I mean, this is not high-level physics and technology. You know, a third-year physics student at the UC, a second-year physics student at the community college, given the right, materials and tools, could probably make a rudimentary atomic bomb. You know, the more you let people work at this, the better they get at it.
Right.
This guy, you got to give him credit. You know, this guy has moved up the feeding chain to thermonuclear devices. And thermonuclear devices means that you can compact this kind of bomb. Remember the first ones dropped over Nagasaki and Hiroshima were these big suckers?
Right.
You know, no, we're down to something that's smaller than a table. You know, this is sophisticated, miniaturizing of these devices, and the more you can miniaturize it, the longer you can throw it. I mean, he can only throw it 3,000 miles. He just needs 6,000 miles to hit Los Angeles. And, you know, to give you a sense of the timing of what he's doing here, the mainstream media, they should get an F for history, because this happens to be the 67th anniversary of the Incheon landing in North Korea, with American forces on the Pusan Peninsula about to be pushed into the sea. General Douglas MacArthur, made a surprise amphibious landing way up north in the country and caught the entire North Korean army without a supply line and destroyed it. And it was one of the greatest, shocking moves in any war in history. It was one of the greatest military, it's right up there probably, with a couple of the moves by the Confederate Army in the Civil War. But, the Incheon landing was 67 years ago. It started on September 15th and went through the 23rd it's the port of Seoul. And at that time, North Korea had already taken the capital city of South Seoul and was really, on the verge of winning. So this guy's doing this to celebrate, a time of great, embarrassment for his father, who, of course, lost that war.
Well, it's interesting. My father-in-law was involved with the Incheon landing, one of the first to come aboard or come on land there. And remembers it very well. He was also involved in the Chosun Reservoir March as a Marine.
That was probably one of the worst defeats for the United States. but you got to give MacArthur credit for this one.
No Marine was left behind at Chosun, and that was quite a compelling story. My father-in-law told me all the stories about 2 months before he passed away. It's quite compelling. Sometime I'll have to relay all that to the listeners. But there was a great sacrifice that went on, obviously, for the Koreans at that point in time. And now, literally living in the shadow of somebody with a nuclear weapon like this, you're saying that by Donald Trump going today, and, of course, he was pretty much expected to go today, but his conversation is the groundwork was laid by Nikki Haley the other day when she was taking, you know, making the comments that he slaps the people in the right places and hugs them in others. This is the speech that Donald's going to give today, Donald Trump. And I guess he's going to be laying the groundwork, I think, for a war with North Korea. I think the action has to be taken.
Well, NPR had an expert on, you know. We know what NPR experts are, right?
Right.
Hillary Clinton talking about how that Donald Trump is a disaster because he's not effectively using the State Department in this situation. No, this is not about the State Department. This is about nuclear weapons. And to put it in perspective, really, I did some numbers on this. You know, what if you actually had a, you know, this kind of bomb, if you had an ICBM, 150 kiloton ICBM that popped over Los Angeles in an airburst, you'd impact 860,887 people immediately. You'd cause 166,990 deaths and 249,620 injuries in the first 24 hours. Then you'd also have, you know, radiation and other issues. But to put this in perspective, there was only 120,000 people killed in Nagasaki and Hiroshima combined, even with the radiation. So you're talking a bigger death toll than anything anyone has ever imagined in war, in one bomb.
Hmm. Well, it kind of puts it in perspective when you think about the Oroville Dam and what could have happened there if it hadn't been for a very brave sheriff. It could have killed a million people on the ground in a flood. Just a little side note to history there, Jerry Brown, because your infrastructure you haven't been taken care of in California, which brings us up to another subject right now. The sanctuary state, and I know I'm kind of broadsiding you here and slipping away from the Korea thing, but this whole sanctuary SB 54 that was passed in the wee hours of Saturday morning. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, Paul, I mean, this is all, you know, fun and games for, you know, Jerry Brown to make his sort of, you know, victory lap as he goes out. Remember, he's termed out in 2018. So he had all these kind of crazy things he was doing. You know, the sanctuary state. You know, as soon as this issue gets to the appellate court or the Supreme Court, that'll be blown off, and then you'll be in the situation we start taking money away from the Democrats. Now, Democrats are only about money. People think they're about policy. No, they're really good at money. I mean, and they find ways to tax and do, and people don't rebel on them. But, Paul, I got to tell you, I think we are on the front edge of a rebellion, because one of the big bills that Jerry Brown had was to increase the use of renewables to 100%, and the union stopped him this weekend. And so his big SB 100, which was, you know, going to be his greatest statement that California be 100% all renewables, union said, hey, that's our jobs. So, you know, that's a detail that, you know, Jerry Brown's not worried about because he's never labored.
Now, this is an article, I don't know if it's up on Breitbart yet, but it's up on Agenda 21 Radio that Chris put out yesterday. We posted it yesterday, and I was perusing this, and I thought to myself, you know, as I looked at this, Chris, I said, you know, I guess the unions have just about had enough of even Jerry Brown. That's what I think.
I mean, it's, you know, the guy gives you what you want, but, you know, it's the best news is to have a pension and not have a company that can pay for it.
Right.
You know, Jerry Brown, the state is being run on capital gains. Thank you, Donald Trump, you know, who's helped, you know, the economy take off and stocks take off. We're in this economic expansion for what I call more and longer, bigger and longer, bigger and longer expansion. You're one of the first economic expansions in the last, you know, 30 years, where you actually start growing working people's jobs.
Hey Chris, hang on. I wasn't paying attention. I was so infatuated by the conversation. I forgot the music's here. Anyway, stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio with Chris Street. And we're going to be talking more about what is going on in California and elsewhere. Stay with us. Get out.
of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is. If getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. With Paul Breslin and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. We're with Chris Street, and we're talking about, well, the unions in California actually stopped the Democrats. Believe it or not, stopped Jerry Brown. We're talking about how they did that, the unions did, because they wanted to have more jobs, so to speak. They wanted to have... they wanted to make sure that they were employed. And, of course, we're talking about the renewables that Jerry Brown is so fond of. He had a bill called SB 100, and what they wanted to do was guarantee that all energy would be renewable. There'd be zero carbon sources by 2024, 52% by 2027, and 60% by 2030. Well, you know what the unions figured out? Well, the companies cannot sustain that. The companies will be gone, and so will our jobs. Chris, this was sort of a face down, I think, with Jerry Brown and the unions. Are the unions starting to get a little bit fed up with the renewables and all the things that go along with CARB and all that other stuff?
Well, I'm about to write a story today that even in Silicon Valley, they lost 5,000 jobs last month. And, you know, the problem with job losses is it's easier to identify job expansions than job losses. So if you're reporting numbers of a 5,000 job loss, you know, that means that the loss is probably a multiple of that, probably somewhere around 12 or 13,000 jobs. Now, 12 or 13,000 jobs is a lot of people. That's, you know, And you got 3 million people that work in the Bay Area, and it doesn't take long for losing, you know, high cost, high paid engineering jobs in Silicon Gulch to start reverberating to the economy and lose service jobs and everything else. So I think that unions, you know, a lot of people knock unions. I mean, I think they have a role. I've been in government. I know that there's crazy as hell people in government, some of the politicians. But the problem is that unions tend to destroy themselves because they put themselves on the bandwagon of Democrats, and Democrats drive them right off the cliff. And that's what's happening right now. You know, the Democrats are on the verge of driving California's economy off the cliff.
That's what I wanted to actually have the conversation about next in these next in the next segments, is the California economy and all the things that are going on right now in California. And now you mentioned Silicon Gulch, not Valley, but Gulch, because it's starting to look that way. More and more jobs are leaving, or they're just not there. There's not enough jobs. Well, there's not enough work. So this is obviously going to impact California's government and the tax receipts in a very, very negative fashion. What is your projection in terms of 6 to 12 months out for California and its economy, since it really lives off of these receipts?
Well, it lives off of capital gains. Yeah. It lives off the stock gains. I mean, what Santa Clara would really be hurting, you know, if they didn't have all the venture capital and all these idiots willing to lose money in these new companies, because quite frankly, it's 50-year anniversary of the transistor. I mean, when things have been around for 50 years, you know, the technology starts to bleed out and the ability to make really big profits starts to die. And I think that's what's happening in the computer industry. They don't have a new pony yet. I think they eventually will with artificial intelligence and issues like that. But we're a decade away from really rolling out that stuff, and most of which tends to be a product of the military. And we do have a military cycle coming where we're going to build all kinds of weapon systems. Once you start doing that, the technology leaks out. But I think Santa Clara and Silicon Gulch there just isn't the new thing that's that big.
Well, okay, so looking downstream, let's say 6 months to a year to 18 months out, California's economy is going to start tanking?
Well,
I shouldn't say the economy, but the government.
I see two economies. Right. I see the rural and inland economy is, you know, been waylaid by the Democrats' policy, and the coastal economy has been doing great. I think you're going to get a flip here where the coastal economy starts to really hurt. And, you know, the more resource-oriented inland economy is going to boom, because once Democrats start to run out of revenues, they're going to all of a sudden be for infrastructure and water and those things, because that's money. And I've been saying for a long time, you know, once the technology boom slows, you know, you're going to see some real changes in the willingness to do things like, you know, get rid of renewables, which by the way, California has utility rates now that are 225% of the utility rates of Washington State. Think about that.
I was looking at your article, and it says, to put in perspective on the current comparative cost burdens that the state's families and businesses suffered last year, Californians paid 62% higher electrical cost than the average nationally. But even worse, on a regional basis, Californians paid 124% more for electricity than residents of Washington, and 98% more than Oregon. Chris, that's outrageous. That's just outrageous.
Well, I think Elon Musk says thank you. I think all these solar clowns out there say thank you. Obviously, it is wildly expensive. It's all made in China, and you're a doofus, you know, for having a policy like that. But the people that buy it, they're buying subsidies. So, I mean, if you subsidize enough people, they'll do enough stupid things.
Well, you know, what's really kind of interesting, Jerry Brown went off to China and met with Xi Jinping, as I say, and, to act like El Presidente. And really, he came back with nothing, and he offered them nothing. Isn't that right? I mean, he's offering high-tech renewables, but there's really no such thing as high-tech renewables in the sense that, well, look at the solar panels that are sitting out there in the Mojave Desert between Los Angeles and Las Vegas that are not even functioning, Chris. Miles of these things.
Well, I actually am a technology person. You know, I have a physics background. So I appreciate high tech. I also appreciate that once you move from demonstration, you know, sites, you know, these little demonstration sites that a bunch of engineers and guys like me get together and we're focusing mirrors and we're heating water and it's like way fun, you know, to trying to do this commercially, you know, with very, very sophisticated equipment. And, you know, the problem is you can't generate enough heated water to justify it, so you need subsidies. So if you're doing something that doesn't work without subsidies, just stop it because it'll never work.
Well, you know, and so you've got all – and we're coming up to break now, but we got all these solar panels. You've ripped up that desert out there, pristine ecological preserves, if you will, miles upon – square miles upon these things. And, of course – you know, we know somebody who's actually been building these things and turning them down as business things because they're failures. These things are abject failures for the most part. I guess the question is, does China buy into Jerry Brown at all?
No, China loves Jerry Brown. Jerry Brown is stupid, and they love stupid Americans.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, he can say that because Chris does work with, well, the Chinese government and advises them. So they listen to him, and as opposed to Jerry Brown. So they, I guess your words are taken quite seriously here.
The Chinese are a lot of it's like you, you know. They know who somebody is stupid. They actually like Donald Trump. They like a strong guy. They know that a silly guy like Barack Obama was a mess for the world.
Right.
You know, they've got Muslim nations on their borders. You know, they've got trouble with that. They didn't need, you know, Barack Hussein Obama, you know, blowing up the world, you know, on their border.
Right.
So, you know, they understand that Jerry Brown's going to come over and give them something for free. You know, why not be nice to him?
Yeah.
Stupid political leaders make our nation stronger. If America is stupid and China is smart.
Yep.
That's a double win for China, right?
Yep. Anyway, stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. More to come with Chris Street on Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio with Chris Street, our very own Chris Street, and we're talking about, California for the most part, also the economy around the nation, and what is really truly going on with, I guess you would say, our El Presidente, Jerry Brown. And Chris, I want to get back to this sanctuary state thing. It seems like Jerry Brown is, and as you say, basically, in the bottom of your article, unions stop Cal Democrats from requiring 100% renewables. It seems like Jerry Brown really does want to run up everything in terms of anything left as far as, like you mentioned, California electrical prices, wants to run them up. He's got 16 months left. What do you make of this sanctuary state thing in real terms here in California and throughout the nation?
I just think it's another optics issue for the Democrats, right? They think somehow they're going to get all these people in and they're going to get them all registered as voters, and they'll be so appreciative they'll elect Democrats forever. I mean, the problem with the Democrat Party is it's a self-defeating effort, because the economic consequences of what they do is so outrageous that eventually people figure out this isn't good for their family. And that's why Democrats are desperate, and I mean desperate, to get a new form of, voter. I mean, you look at the demographics, the kids aren't going, liberal and progressive. They do not want to live in the basement of their parents for the rest of their life. That, the young kids coming up now, they're really sick of politically correct. If you watched the Emmys last night, which I did not, but just saw the, the comments on it.
Right.
The market share for the key 18 to 36, this is where they try to get people to, women to adopt Tide soap and, Colgate for the rest of their life.
Right.
That was down to a 2.6 market share. I mean, these are historically wipeout numbers for mainstream media, yet they turn around and, have a show that's nothing but blowing up on Trump.
Well, what's really amazing, because I did the same thing. I didn't watch it, but I got the clips and everything and the ratings and all that stuff, and it was obvious that they had just tanked, absolutely tanked. I think that what we're seeing here, not only is there a sort of revolution going on with the millennials in the sense that you're saying, but also the technologies here now where people are choosing other things like YouTube. I mean, that's what people are doing. I mean, I don't watch regular TV. I have it on just for the news factor and stuff like that, and it's in my ear, but I don't watch it. If I need something, I turn to YouTube and watch it there.
Well, that's right, Paul. I mean, the idea that, when I give a speech, and I give about 140 a year, When I give a speech, everybody in the crowd is sitting there playing on their cell phone. They're not playing on their cell phone, you know, video games. They're fact checking me. And, you know, and that means when you're in media that actually talks back about like what we're doing right now, you know, Breitbart, where, you know, my article on North Korea got 4,000 comments, you know, in 24 hours. I mean, when you're putting out information like that and you're getting, you know, 4,000 comments, how many people had to read the article to get 4,000 people to comment? You know, we figure it's something like 15 times. So, you know, you're really talking about big, big numbers out there. And, you know, that's, you know, the people in the new media like we're involved in, you know, we're not afraid to have people comment. People in the mainstream media, you know, that broadcast at you, not with you. I mean, they are scared to death. You know, they need their safe zones, and, you know, they're scared to death of actually having intellectual debates about facts. You know, those don't work for them.
Yeah. Well, that seems to be the big problem for them. And again, watching or looking at the clips, I saw just desperate people. Their business is dying. And I think if you take a look at what's going on with movies over the summer, that's an industry that's dying. It's in the death throes, and so is television as we know it.
Well, Paul, no, I don't quite agree with you. As long as you're willing to have clowns slaughter people, that business is good.
Yeah, right.
Basically, the whole summer movie scene were terrible movies, political, with lots of them with a political edge to them. And then this bad clown comes around who has no politics, and a bunch of 13-year-old kids, you know, are out to kill the killer clown, and that just booms. So, you know, if you'd actually put out movies that people want to see, and you didn't have to put up with their stupid politics, I think they might be more successful. But, you know, Hollywood obviously wants to be a failure, and they're working very hard at it.
Yeah, they absolutely are being very, very much a failure. And, you know, it's kind of the whole thing with the left anyway. That's the way they kind of roll, isn't it?
Well, remember, there's only 17% of people that identify as progressives in the United States. So that means that the other 83% of the people, they got to find some way to get them on their side. So they do all these minority things, and, you know, they try to – everybody's a victimization and all that kind of stuff. They need to find enough victims so they get a majority, and you've got to get people, quite frankly, to go against their own economic interest to join the progressives. Now, the Democrats are trying to stop themselves from sliding over the hill to Elizabeth Warren and Bernie – as real progressives. I mean, I actually think, you know, Bernie Sanders is an honorable fellow for being a real progressive, being honest about it. But if the Democratic Party goes that way, it's done.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they'll blow up into two or three parties, and kind of like the Whigs did in 1848, and the Republicans came along. So,
yeah, they're just digging a hole for themselves. It's kind of like when they're digging a hole, don't dig any further. Anyway, we got the music coming up, Mark Restrepo, at the very final end of this hour, so stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra.
Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Med is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. And we're in the final segment here with Chris Street on this hour. And Chris, what's in the crystal ball now coming up for you?
Well, Paul, I'm the confident one. I'm the fella that says America is on the right track, that that our economy is booming. It's all being driven by fracking. I do believe we're going to have a technology cycle. I think Silicon Gulch is dying in this technology cycle. We're about to have a huge defense rollout, building a new Minuteman V missile, a B-3 bomber, which you call the B-21, and also Star Wars weapons. So I think we're on the front end of a huge economic boom.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it just isn't going to be like the last economic boom, you know, which was really about cities. I think we're going to have just the opposite. I think autonomous vehicles are going to give people the opportunity to move out to the suburbs again.
Rural communities.
So I think we're going to run the tape, you know, more like the 50s and 60s than the 90s and 2000s.
Awesome. Well, listen, how do we get a hold of you, Chris?
Every day at Breitbart, California, and usually Breitbart. But I love being here, Paul, and it's a fun show.
Awesome. Thanks, Chris. Okay, Chris Street with us here on Agenda 21 Radio, and thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Coming up next is Megan Barth, and she's going to be talking to us, well, voter fraud and other things affecting us nationally. So thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're
Cindy Dowd and SOS. To the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.